The 1999 album Californication, courtesy of the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Kerrang Radio. It's Lars and Keith in for Cy, James and Hill.
So the Chili Peppers' new record, it's going to be called I'm With You, and it comes out towards the end of August, the new single. Unfortunately got leaked on the net. I believe it was right over the weekend.
That does happen.
It does happen from time to time, you know. The CDs get delivered, it goes in the back of a white van, and before you know it, it's out there. It's in the car boot. That might have happened.
It's in the basket with some dodgy sweets.
Exactly. Now, I was lucky enough to fly out to Santa Monica about a month ago to actually interview the band. All four of them were there, but they got split up into pairs. And I thought this morning we'd have Flea and Chad. I know we did kind of say that we might have Anthony and also the new guitarist, but I quite like this part of the interview because we're talking about how lovely California is. It's all sunny and it's shiny happy and smiling. It's a glorious day.
It was raining at my house in Birmingham.
It was raining.
So in spite of the weather, I think at this point you're talking to them about the rich musical heritage of Birmingham.
Some of my favorite bands from
many great men.
Snap! Overhaving that he said odvalila, šta misliš?
Is Bonham from Birmingham?
Yep. I used to go to his grave.
Yeah,
you've been?
Yep.
A place called Cake Bowl. I used to go to his grave when I was about 15, 16.
Redditch, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, mates used to go there, drive out of there.
Nice
little church. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Lots of drumsticks there.
There is.
Are there? That's some people put there?
Yeah, always.
That's I left a Chili Pepper pass there because I had every stick and I wanted to leave something. And then I went and I was doing a drum clinic and I...
That's right, I remember. You told me about this because I interviewed you at the time you were doing the drum clinic.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I talked about it and they looked at me like I was like why would you go to his grave? That's so weird. Like, they don't really do that. That's not a common thing to...
John Bonham's just so great.
How great is that guy?
Amazing. I drove, because Song Remains the Same in the video. Used to watch that for many, many years.
Yeah.
And me and my mates, we drove to what we thought was his house, because you can see it in the video, in the film. Mm. And we drove up the driveway, and we must have been 17, 18 or whatever, and the dog's barking and got those wails. Then we got out of the cars, and we could hear someone thrashing the drums. And at this point, we didn't realise that Jason could play, of course.
Mm.
So we were absolutely terrified. We were like, oh, God, Bonzo's ghost, or whatever. And all these dogs came running out.
We had a couple pops. Bonzo's ghost, holy!
So, we scarfed this. But, you know, it's a great part of the world, actually, for music, Midlands.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where I come from.
Deep Purple.
Yeah. But weather isn't great, so, you know, it's nice to be here.
Yeah.
And, dare I say it, do you know what, as I was listening to the record yesterday on a slight hangover stroke jet lag kind of situation, it all seemed to make perfect sense in these surroundings, if you know what I mean. I couldn't think of a better place to listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers than actually in California.
Hungover with jet lag.
Yeah. <It's brilliant.
laughs> Yeah, I know, I mean, it's funny because I don't think we really think of our music as being as regional as everyone else does.
Okay.
You know, especially because we're no more popular here than we are in England. We're probably more popular in England, or I don't know. But I mean, our popularity is pretty level everywhere, so it's not like our music really resonates in Los Angeles more than it does in the rest of the world. But to the rest of the world, we represent Los Angeles and California and California lifestyle and stuff. And I guess, you know, without meaning to, it's just, you know, it's who we are, you know. But it's funny because I feel like Los Angeles is such a misunderstood city. It's, you know, its representation in the rest of the world culturally as a whole, you know, the movie business and the phoniness of fame and show business and Beverly Hills. And the Los Angeles that I grew up in is like a billion miles from that. It's nothing like that. You know, I grew up in a lower end working class Los Angeles, you know, which is nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? It's like people working, labor jobs and doing what they can to get by and, you know, very culturally rich, you know, the culture I grew up in was, you know, Mexican people, black people, white people, Asian people, pretty equally dispersed. And not really anyone involved in show business or anything like that, even though I come from a musician household. But it's Los Angeles, it's like this smallest little fraction of it, which is that like Hollywood show business thing, is the thing that the world knows about, but it's really not indicative of what the city is like or about.
The beast thing, and we hear a lot about, you know, because we've got the likes of David and Victoria.
No one's going to interview the gardeners and the mechanics and, you know,
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Nobody ever wanted to talk to me when I was cutting grass or raking leaves.
Well, they should. The way you mow that lawn, it's impressive. You should be on TV with that lawn, Keith, to be quite honest. But either way, here is a new track from the Red Hot Chili Peppers record. It's called The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie, and it's here on Kerrang!